Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Ayin Vav, 76a, pagination is 151. We'll start at the beginning of the Amud, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Behema, an animal. Shenechtechu ragleha, that its legs were cut off, even if one was cut off, we're talking about cases of trefa. Minhu arkuva ulamata, from the joint going down, kishera, that's still kosher. Minhu arkuva ulamaila, but from the joint going up, closer to the body, psula, that's too intrusive on the animal, and that would make it a trefa. V'chein, and also, shenitel tsumas hagidin, if the gathering of the sinews, the junction where they all come together and unite, if that was taken, that would also make it a trefa. And this term, tsumas hagidin, is an important one. The place where the sinews join on the leg, and then from there, they're branching off in different directions, but at one point, they're all joined together. The word sumas is an important vocabulary word, both in the Gemara and in Tanakh. We have in the Shir Shel Yom of Wednesday, Yatzmisem Hashem Alokeinu. We have this word sumas hagidin. And we have it other places, such as a Gemara further out in Chulin, on Tzadi Gimel 93, regarding blood, if it's affected by fire, sha'iv, is it drawing the blood out? Otsamis, or is it gathering and locking the blood in? The word sumas means contract, loss of vibrancy, locking it in place, gathering it together. We even have the concept of selling a slave, a piece of real estate, latsimisus, the discussion of whether it will be forever. Is it stuck in place without vibrancy to move? And tsumas is to contract it. So over here, it's simply a description of where it branches off and where it's tsumas hagidin, where does it all come together? Let's skip two lines and go into the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Amar Rav Chiya, the name of Rav Chiya. Lamata, when it says below a certain point, Lamata minhu arkuva, directly below the joint. Lamaila, when it says above, Lamaila minhu arkuva, directly above the joint. Be'eza arkuva amru. Which joint are we referring to? And this is so important to appreciate that in the leg of an animal, if we do the comparison to a person's body, for example, so there's a joint which operates like our ankle, and then there's a joint that operates like our knee, and then there's something all the way up, the thigh. Now, in an animal, the animal doesn't have a flat foot like we do. It walks basically on its toes. And what comes up from the hoof, from the toes, is still, in comparison, still the bottom of the foot until it reaches the first joint. That's the lower joint, which is the ankle, the equivalent of an ankle. From there, there's another bone that goes up, and that reaches a point which is the equivalent of the knee. And then, obviously, further into the thigh. So, the statement over here in the Gemara is, Be'eza arkuva amru, which joint are we referring to? Are we referring to the lower one, the equivalent of our ankle, or the upper one, the equivalent of our knee? And the Gemara answers in the first opinion, Ba'arkuva hanimkeres im harosh, it's talking about the joint that's typically sold together with the head. When they butcher the animal, that's the way it was grouped, and that refers to the lower part of the leg until the point of what we would compare to the ankle. Ula Amar Rabbi Oshia. Ula, in the name of Rabbi Oshia, however, says, Kenegdo Bigamal Niker. It's talking about the joint, which in a camel is noticeable, is visible, it's not hidden. And implied in that, of course, is that there's a joint which in the kosher animals is hidden. It's embedded inside the torso. You wouldn't see it. But in a camel, it's a different body. It's noticeable. If you happen to have access to an art scroll, you have a nice simple picture on 76A2. The difference between a camel where that joint, the upper joint, is exposed, as opposed to a cow where the upper joint is embedded within the torso and is not visible. So those are our two opinions regarding arkuva. Obviously, one quite more strict than the other. The question here is, if there was the nechtechu, the amputation, at which point is the severing of the leg considered causing it to be a terefa? Yashar koach, thank you for joining.